Yesterday, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald led a delegation, including party deputy leader Michelle O'Neill, to a 45-minute meeting at Hillsborough Castle with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And Northern Ireland's First Minister-in-Waiting Michelle O'Neill joins me now. And good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A tough meeting, Mary Lou MacDonald said. What was Sinn Féin's realistic ask from that meeting with the Prime Minister yesterday?
Well, just first of all, I characterise it as a tough meeting. It was a very robust exchange of views because I'm very firmly of the view, we're very firmly of the view that Boris Johnson is pandering to the DUP. He is actually assisting them in their nonsense in terms of trying to prevent an executive being formed, a government that will actually deliver for the public in the aftermath of an election. And I think that his actions and his statements yesterday just further add to the position that the DUP have taken, which is to block an executive being formed, which is to continue to undermine the protocol, which gives us protections against the worst excesses of the Brexit, which Boris Johnson, he himself, actually negotiated.
But did you go into that meeting to give him a dressing down, or did you go into that meeting to put forward realistic proposals to get Stormont up and running and to deal with the protocol, to put your case?
Well, of course, you always put your case. There's only one party that's blocking the formation of an executive in the aftermath of an election. We thought that election had a result 11 days ago. And since that, we're being denied the opportunity to form an executive and start to, you know, respond to the cost of living crisis, fix our health service. And the DUP are blocking all of that. But they are being supported by Boris Johnson. And it was very important that he heard that loud and clear from us, because I believe what happened yesterday was part of a set of choreographed a disgraceful, perhaps, set of events designed to give cover to the DUP, and that's not acceptable to the public here in the North. We have just voted for politics to work. We've just voted for us all to get around the table and start to put money in the pockets of workers and families. And I think to make matters worse then today, the very man in Boris Johnson that negotiated the protocol is going to set out plans to introduce legislation that will break international law. And that's a very dangerous space, I think, for anybody to be. And it puts us in a very suspended place of uncertainty, where local economic uncertainty continues. It furthers instability politically. So I don't think it's a very helpful visit.
I'll come back in a moment to trying to thrash out, you know, what was on the table on both sides at that meeting. But let's hear, because Liz Truss is expected to set out the plan for this legislation, as you say, in relation to the protocol. Brandon Lewis, the Secretary of State, has been doing the rounds of the morning programmes in Britain this morning. Let's hear what he's been saying.
And the foreign sector will be setting out, as I say, following the cabinet discussion today, those details later today.
But that's not going to happen this week, because we were led to believe last week that this week that parts of the protocol were going to be, ripped up, you probably used that, say that was evocative language, but the protocol was likely to be changed this week. That's what all the mood music was suggesting. Having been to Northern Ireland, the Prime Minister, are we saying now that potentially that is not going to happen until the summer? At least until the summer.
Well, something like that this week was never on the cards. We're still debating the Queen's speech, and we won't finish debating the Queen's speech and voting on that until a bit later this week, later tomorrow. So that was, in that sense, that was never on the cards. What we've always said is that we will not take anything off the table. We will do what we need to do to ensure that products can move to Northern Ireland in the way they should be able to move to Northern Ireland from Great Britain as part of the United Kingdom's internal market. It's something the protocol itself says it will respect, that at the moment is not working properly. We would like to do that by agreement with the EU, but as I say, we reserve the right to do what we need to do the right thing for the people of Northern Ireland and the wider United Kingdom.
So that's Brandon Lewis and Michelle O'Neill saying there, I think what he was saying to Sky News, to Kay Burley, that, as she put it, ripping up the protocol or getting rid of it, that was never on the cards, he said.
Well, I don't think anybody could trust the word of Brandon Lewis or Boris Johnson in this regard, because they have continually made political agreements and then reneged on them.
Well, what did Boris Johnson, because you were in the room with him, what did he say to you about the plans around the protocol yesterday? What did he tell you he's going to do, and what's Liz Truss going to do today?
Essentially, what you can distill it down to is that they intend to go down this route and embark on a process of legislating to override an international agreement, so basically to disapply parts of the protocol. And essentially what they're saying is this is a parallel process, and alongside that they're going to continue to talk to the EU. But that is not the way to conduct business. That's not the way to get an agreed way forward. Of course, with political will, there are practical issues in regards to the implementation of the protocol that can be resolved, but that involves engagement and discussion between the two negotiators in this scenario, which is the British government and the European Commission. But unfortunately, the DUP, obviously sponsored, but the British government are embarking on down this route of threatening to legislate to override an international agreement. And I think that's very dangerous territory, because all it does is further political instability and further economic uncertainty. And it also means that potentially at some stage we could face retaliation from the EU side, and then the North is caught out in the middle, and we become a pawn in the middle of this game between the Tory party in London and the European project, because we know that they have problems with. So we're caught out in the middle of this game, again, we described it as, and that's not acceptable. What I want are ways to smooth the implementation of the protocol, and there are ways to do that. But let's work together to do that, as opposed to this unilateral action, which is not something that's accepted by anybody.
Was there any common ground at all? We know unionism is opposed to the protocol. And Boris Johnson said yesterday that at least on one issue, all were agreed. Everybody agrees, he said, that the protocol to enable all free trade or trade to flow freely, that nobody agreed it was working well. Is he right on that?
So what we said to him was that there are ways to smooth the implementation of the protocol, and I think everybody's up for that, always has been from day one. But actually built into the agreement itself, there's a thing called a joint committee. That's where the two sides sit down, they look at the issues that have arisen, and they try to find solutions to them, agreed solutions. And that's the way forward, not unilateral action, which does nothing to serve the certainty and stability that the business community here need to find. So I think all energy, if the Tories put as much energy into trying to find an agreed way forward as they do pondering to their own internal challenges, which they have, and clearly that's there for us all to see, but if they spent more energy in trying to find an agreed way forward, I think that would serve the public well, much, much better.
Michelle O'Neill, Northern Ireland First Minister in Waiting, thank you for your time. Apologies for the quality of the line there this morning.